请打开圣经出埃及记第十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记第十六章。
Beginning with verse 13.
第十三节。
So it came about at evening that the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp.
到了晚上，有鹌鹑飞来，遮满了营。早晨，在营四围的地上有露水。
When the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness, there was a fine flake-like thing, fine as the frost on the ground.
露水上升之后，不料野地面上有如白霜的小圆物。
When the sons of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat."
以色列人看见，不知道是什么，就彼此对问，说，这是什么呢？摩西对他们说，这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。
This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man as much as he should eat. You shall take an omer apiece, according to the number of persons each of you has in his tent.
耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们要按着个人的饭量，为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来，各拿一俄梅尔。
Verse 31.
第31节。
And the house of Israel named it manna, and it was like a coriander seed, white, and its taste was like wafers with honey.
这食物以色列家叫玛拿，样子像盐水子，颜色是白的，滋味如同产蜜的薄饼。
Verse 35.
第35节。
And the sons of Israel ate the manna 40 years. Until they came into the inhabited land, they ate the manna until they came to the border of the land of Cana.
以色列人吃玛拿共四十年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
John 16.
约翰福音。
John 6.
第六章。
John chapter 6. We have the story of the feeding of the 5,000.
约翰福音第六章。在那儿有一个故事，就是主耶稣喂饱五千人。
After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
这是以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。
And a great multitude was following him.Because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples.
耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。
Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand.
那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
Jesus, therefore, lifting up his eyes,And seeing that great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?"
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
And this he was saying to him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点，也是不够的。
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，
There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people?
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in the number of about 5,000.
你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。
Jesus therefore took the loaves, having given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, likewise also the fish, as much as they wanted.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，就随着他们所要的。
And when they were filled, he said to his disciples,Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing be lost.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收起来，免得有糟蹋的。
So they gathered them up, filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
When therefore the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, This is of truth the prophet who is come in to the world.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再来有一些祷告。
Father, again this morning we're thankful that you broke the bread.You poured out the wine before us and said, Take, eat, and drink, and eat of my body.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。今天早晨，你真是掰开你的身体，你也流出你的宝血，叫我们真是能够在你面前，我们能够吃，能够喝。
You invited us again this morning to the greatest feast that we will ever enjoy on this earth.
你今天早晨邀请我们能够来参加在这全地上最宝贵的一个宴席。
As you say, take of me.
就像你所说的
Father, this morning we want to just say thank you for giving yourself.
早晨我们要谢谢你，因为你当你自己给了我们。
Father, our prayer as we sang is now break forth the bread of life for us.
天父，我们感谢你，就是向你祷告，就是求你将这粮，生命的粮赐给我们。
We want to see Jesus.
我们要看见我们的主耶稣。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Since January, we have been burdened by this thought of the first commandment.
从一月份开始，我们就一直有个负担，就是这个第一个命令。
Everything that God wants from us is mentioned in the first and second and third commandment.
神所要我们遵守的都包括在这第一个、第二个还有第三个的命令里头。
And in Deuteronomy 6:4, we see that word, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
在申命记第四章第六节那里，就让我们看见神要我们尽心尽意尽心尽力来爱主你的神。
And I think we were all reminded of that as we sang that beautiful song this morning by Watchman Nee when Jesus left Bethany, that little church, and went to the cross.
当我们今天早上唱那首诗歌自伯大尼，我们就看见主耶稣离开了门徒往十字架去。
And it was a test, I know for myself as we sang that songDo I really love him?
当我唱这首诗歌的时候我也被问到我是不是真的爱我们的主。
What is it that stimulates? What is it that gets us up in the morning?
是什么样的力量，什么样的事物叫我们早晨能够起来？
What are we consumed with?
我们所要
What occupies our every thought?
我们心思意念所想的到底是什么？
What are we possessed with?
到底我们所要得着的是什么？
Is it our family?
是我们的家庭吗？
And it's very important. Our family is very important.
我们家庭是非常重要的。
Is it our jobs?
是我们的工作吗？
Our jobs are important. God has given these to us.
我们的工作也是重要的，是神给我们的。
Through our jobs, we are provided daily bread.
借着我们的工作，我们每天能够得着食物的供应。
But our jobs are not something that we are to worship.
但我们的工作并不是我们所要敬拜的对象。
They are not something that gets us excited and I want to make a name for myself.
它并不是说叫我们变得很兴奋，为了要在工作上面得到什么。
They are something that we can get up very restfully, go and do without it becoming attached to us.
是工作是这样的事情，叫我们虽然要做，可是呢，我们并不会。被这个工作而缠身。
So those three words that the Lord spoke to Peter before he ascended also apply to us.
当主在升天之前对彼得所说的三件事情对我们也是同样的。
And today he's saying it to you and I.
今天他对你对我说
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗？
It all comes down to that.
他一切都归在这里。
And the Lord brings a number of things into our life every day to make that a reality to us.
我们的主借着每天许多的事情要在我们身上来叫我们能够进入到这个实际。
We come home and our spouse says, what kind of day did you have?
我们回家的时候我们的配偶问我们说你今天如何。
And it's very easy for us to say, it was a terrible day.
我们很容易就可以这么说，今天真是太糟了。
Not knowing or forgetting at least that God has orchestrated that day.
我们常常就忽略掉，其实神在那一天当中，他也为我们有他的计划。
God puts those little things in our workplace every day to cause us to keep from loving it.
神他借着他所安排的一些事情，叫我们。不要受着这个事物而被吸引。
And he does this with everything in our periphery.
他做这些事情都是为着我们的好处。
It's very easy for man to become enamored with this physical body.
我们这个人很容易就变成一个就是对这个事物有所爱恋的。
And then the mothers wake up this morning.And they look in the mirror and they see another wrinkle.
当我们早晨起来的时候呢，我们对着镜子一看，我们又有皱纹了。
And we brothers get up and there's another. Where'd that pain come from?
做弟兄们起来的时候就发现这个身体呢背又痛了。
And it's a reminder that these bodies are decaying. They are going back to the grave.
这些事情都是提醒我们，我们这个肉身终究是要归回尘土。
Why fall in love with something that is falling apart?
我们为什么要来爱恋慕这个会朽坏的？
And so we're constantly being tested. Do you love me?
所以我们常常一直被试验，就是说我们爱主吗？
And these past three or four months, we have been looking at this person of the Lord Jesus.
过去这几个月，我们一直在注视这位主耶稣。
How can we love?Someone that we know very little about.
我们怎么能够爱一个我们所不太知道的人呢？
The second day that I met my wife, I proposed to her on the second day.
当我遇见我妻子的第二天，我就向她求婚了。
And the first thing that came from her mouth was, I thought we were to be in love.
她从她口中回答我说。我们应该是要相爱。
Her question was, "How can I marry you? I don't even know you."
她的问题就是说，如果我不认识你，我怎么能够跟你结婚
？And this is exactly the same with the Lord. We must know Him if we are to love Him.
我们跟主的关系也是同样的。我们如果要爱他，我们必须要来认识他。
Now we can come together and we can sing some.Nice hymns.
我们可以聚在一起唱一些好听的诗歌。
And our emotions get stirred from the melody and from the hymn.
我们的情感会受到音乐，受到歌词的一些挑动。
And we can sing, Oh, how I love Jesus.
我们可以唱我何等的爱耶稣。
But it's just the melody, it's just the sound of the words. There's very little depth.
这只是很肤浅的啊、表面的一些声音，它并不是很深入的一个爱情。
Or we might have an appreciation when we think of the Lord Jesus that He has cleansed me of sin.
或是当我们想到主耶稣，他已经洁净了我们的罪。
And that increases our love.
那也会增加我们对他的爱。
And then we see the Lord not only removing our sin, but He gives us His life, resurrection life.
当我们看见我们的主不仅洁净我们的罪，他还将他那复活的生命赐给我们。
And we have a greater appreciation.
我们就有一个更大的一个感谢。
And then we do something that we can't even believe that we would ever do.
我们就会做一些我们自己都不能想象的事情。
And we come to the Lord, and the Lord says, "My blood covers that."
当我们来到主面前，主说他的宝血遮盖了一切。
And we experience no guilt.
我们就经历到没有罪的感觉。
We have actually hurt someone.
我们事实上伤害了别人。
And we see that the Lord has covered it.
我们看到主也遮盖了。
And we say thank you.
我们就向主说谢谢。
And there is a greater appreciation for the Lord.
我们就有更深的一个感谢。
And as we go through the decades of our life.
当我们经过这数十年我们的人生
and we continue to gaze at him
我们一直在注视他
there comes a time when we can appreciate him even more
到一个地步我们能够更多的感谢他
and we can answer the Lord yes Lord I do love you
我们能够来回答我们的主说我真的爱你
we have been looking at the Lord's eyes
当我们来注视主的眼睛
they are a flame of fire
那是如火焰的眼睛。
We have looked at the Lord's lips, and they are lips that are filled with grace.
我们来注视主的嘴唇的时候，我们就看见那充满恩典的嘴。
Their lips are like a voice of a sound of rushing waters.
主的嘴就主的口就像是那充满活水的的口。
Lips that are filled with life.
他的口中满了生命。
Lips.Each day that forgive us.
他口中满了怜悯。
This is, brothers and sisters, how we come into an appreciation of Him by looking at Him.
当我们来看注视主的时候，我们就满了感谢。
Last time that we spoke, we looked at this little one word that the Lord said on the cross.
上一次我们上一次我们交通道在主在十字架上所说的一句话。
When Jesus said, "I thirst."
当主耶稣说我渴了。
Even though the Father had turned His back on Him.
虽然天父转背不看他。
Seemingly, it appeared that He had forsaken Him.
看起来好像他弃绝了他。
Jesus, through all of that, says, "I thirst for my Father."
主耶稣却在那里说我向着我的天父，我是何等的渴慕。
Psalm 63:1, O God, Thou art my God, I shall seek Thee earnestly.My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee, in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
在诗篇第六十三篇第一节，神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
This is a prophetic word of what the Lord would say on the cross and what He meant when He said, "I thirst."
这就是主耶稣在十字架上他说他渴了的真正的意义。
And we looked at as we're going through this dry and weary land.
当我们在这个干旱疲乏无水之地。
Do we thirst for him?
我们向着他是渴慕的吗?
Do we really trust the Lord with our environment?
我们真正因着环境我们依然信靠他吗?
This past week, everything that came into your life, can you truly praise the Lord in the assembly?
在过去这一周，在你生活当中所发生的一切事情，你还能够来赞美他吗？
When we were around the Lord's table this morning, were you able to say, "Praise the Lord"?
当我们今天在主饼杯的面前，我们能够赞美他吗？
When it says we are to enthrone the Lord in the assembly, do you know what psalm that's in? What psalm that is in when we are to praise the Lord in the assembly?
当我们在聚集当中，我们唱那首诗歌赞美主的时候。
Psalm 22.
第二十九首。
How does Psalm 22 begin?
诗篇二十九篇，二十二篇 ，sorry， 第二十二篇。
How does Psalm 22 begin?
诗篇二十二篇是怎么开始的
？My God, my God.Why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
That fourth word that the Lord spoke on the cross.
这是我们主在十字架上所说的。
This whole psalm is a psalm of agony.
这首诗就是一首
And yet throughout that psalm, we have this word, praise in the assembly.
经过这首诗歌，我们能够在聚会当中能够来赞美他。
We learn about praise in the assembly. It says in that psalm.
我们在那首诗歌里面，我们学习到赞美他。
And then we turn around and we praise him.
我们就转身来赞美他。
And when we praise him, we are enthroning him by our praises.
当我们赞美他的时候，我们就与他一同在宝座上。
Praise, brothers and sisters, is the opposite of murmuring.
赞美乃是抱怨的相反词。
It's the opposite of complaining.
是埋怨的相反词。
It's the opposite of judging one another, including our bosses.
是我们论断，甚至于我们论断老板的一个相反词。
Wouldn't it have been a better week last week if everything that happened at work we'd say praise God?
无论过去一周发生什么事情，我们都赞美神。
I praise God for this job.
我为了这工作赞美神。
It is so uncertain. The only thing I can think of is you.
这么的不确定，但是呢，因为你的关系，我赞美。
As I read the headlines of the paper, it just causes me to praise you that you're on the throne.
当我在看报纸各样新闻的时候，我赞美在宝座上的神。
This world, Lord, is so unsettled. I just thank you that you're the one who is ruling, and not anyone else.
这世界是这样的漂浮不定，但是感谢你，因为你乃是那位坐宝座掌权的。
This is praise.
这是我们的赞美。
This is what the Lord puts in us.
这是主放在我们里面的。
This is why we even come together and assemble together.
这是为什么我们聚在一起。
It's in assembling, and God says, forsake not the assembling, that we're even inspired to praise.
还是在一个聚集当中，我们就能够被主提醒激励来赞美。
Now it's a very interesting, it's also a very,difficult place.
很有趣的一个地方，也是一个困难的地方。
All of us have been tempted to not meet with the saints.
我们都会受到一个试探，就是不要跟圣徒们聚在一起。
All of us have probably said one time or another, I'm not going back there.
我们或许都曾经这么说过，我再也不去那个地方。
But it's our very life.
但是是因着生命。
Nothing.Pleases the Father more than when two or three are together and they say, Lord, I praise you, you're on the throne.
没有一件事情能够叫父的心更得到满足，就是当两三个人能够奉他的名聚在一起来赞美他。
Oh, the power of praise.
那赞美的力量。
The life that comes out of praise.
生命从赞美而出。
Now this morning,We just want to look at this one little story.
今天早晨我们再来看这个故事。
Feeding of the 5,000.
就是喂饱五千人。
It's probably the most important miracle that Jesus did when he was on this earth.
这可能是当主耶稣在地上所行的最重要的神迹。
One hint of that is that it is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
有一个记号就是他在马太、马可、路加、约翰福音都有提到。
It's the only miracle that's mentioned in all four Gospels.
这是唯一的神迹，在四卷福音书都有提到。
So there is something of extreme importance in this that the Lord would have us.
在这件事情当中，它是一个特别重要的意义。
This morning we only read one account.
今天早晨我们就读一个部分。
And the reason I chose John's account is because John.Had about 65 years to think about this miracle.
我之所以用约翰福音所记载的，那是因为约翰他有66年的时间来思想这个事情。
And 60 some years after the Lord had ascended to heaven,
在主升天之后60多年的时间
John brings out his pen and he starts writing about the things that he thinks are important.
约翰开始提笔来记载这个事情，就是他觉得重要。
And one of the things that he thought was important was, I am the bread of life, or the feeding of the 5,000.
有件事情他觉得很重要的就是主耶稣说、我就是生命的粮，所以他也记载到这个、喂饱五千人的神迹。
In the Gospels, and in these four different passages, Jesus speaks just six times.
在这、在福音书里面、关于这件喂饱五千人的神迹这件事情，主耶稣说了六句话，六件事情。
Now I should clarify. He probably spoke more than that, but we have recorded six things that he said.
他可能有说了其他的，但是我们这边特别、来看这六件事情。
And we're always on very solid ground when we look at just what was said.
当我们来单单来看、他所说的话是什么。
You know, a lot of times we spend hours contemplating. I wonder about what was Jesus writing on the ground.、
很多时候我们在那里在想主耶稣在地上到底在写些什么。
Brothers and sisters, we could spend a lifetime just thinking of the one phrase, I am the bread of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以用我们一生来思想，就主耶稣说了这句话，我就是生命的粮。
We have the whole story of the Passover as background for this story.
我们有整个故事来关于这件事情。
It's kind of interesting that the Lord feeds the 5,000 at the time of Passover.
这挺有意思，就是主耶稣在逾越节的时候喂饱了五千人。
And one of the favorite stories about Moses is what? The feeding of the manna.
关于摩西的一个很有趣的事情，就是他、为以色列人玛拿。
And when the Lord Jesus got ready to go back to earth, he had a meal with his disciples.
那主耶稣离世之前，他与门徒们、一起共用晚餐。
And at that time, he ordained his table, the Lord's table.
在那个时候，他、宣告那是主的、桌子。
And even up to this last hour, 9:30 this morning, we were invited to this table.
就在今天、早晨九点半的时候，我们也被邀请来到主的桌子。
One of only very few things that he left us to do outwardly.
这是他所留给我们、少数的几件事情当中的其中一件。
And he's instructed us the first day of the week, every single week, 52 times a week,to remember me.
他要我们一年当中每一个礼拜的第一天都来纪念他。
This is something of awesome importance.
这件事情实在是太重要了。
So what is it?
到底这是什么事?
What did he say?
到底他说了什么?
Well, we just read here in John chapter 6.
我们刚刚读到约翰福音第六章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus therefore lifting up his eyes, seeing that a great multitude was coming,
耶稣举目看见许多人来。
He said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
We're here this morning to gaze upon the Lord.
我们今天早晨乃是要来注视我们的主。
And when we read this sentence, Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
当我们读这句话，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
We're drawn towards the compassion of the Lord.
我们就被主吸引来到他、那个怜悯的
面前。As Ty has already mentioned, these brethren don't have exactly a very mature motive for following the Lord.
刚刚我们王弟兄提到了这件事情，就是、有许多的人他们来跟从主，他们的那个动机并不正确。
It's not that they really want to hear his teaching.
不是说他们真正想要听见主耶稣的教训。
But it's that they might be fed.
乃是因为他们想要得饱。
That they might get something.
他们可以得到什么。
And yet the Lord is so compassionate.
但是主是那样子的怜悯这些人。
The Lord is not concerned about their feebleness.
主不是太在意他们的那个吃有没有吃饱。
He doesn't say I would feed you if you listened with the right heart.
他意思还是说，如果你能用你正确的心来听我说的话。
You know, this is not an easy day for the Lord Jesus.
这不是一个容易的一天。
The first news that he received that morning was that John the Baptist was killed.
他那天早晨所听见的消息乃是施洗约翰被杀了。
And as a result, he was so sobered by that, he wanted to go really and just have a quiet time with the Lord.
其实主是非常哀伤的，他只是真想找到一个地方他能够安静。
But the people were watching every move that he made.
但是众人乃是注视盯着他。
And when they saw him head for the mountain, they followed him.
当他们看见他往山上去了，他们也跟随他去。
And instead of being agitated,And sending them away, there was this compassion.
我们的主并没有因此而激怒，那乃是对他们产生一个怜悯。
You know, the Lord has had great compassion on you and I.
我们的主对你对我，他也有极大的怜悯。
We have not been good disciples.
我们也不是好的门徒。
We've often followed the Lord for what He can give to us.
我们常常跟随主，乃是为着他所给我们的。
We want His gifts.
我们要他的礼物。
We want to his ministry.
我们要他的侍奉。
We want our physical, temporal needs to be met.
我们在我们肉体上的需要，希望他能够满足。
The Lord knows these affections.
主知道我们。
And he still says, "Where are we to buy bread?"
他仍然说，我们从哪里买饼？
These people are hungry.
这些人饿了。
Though their love for me is very little.
虽然他们对我的爱是非常的少
They have followed me all day.
他们也跟从了我
They have been listening.
他们也听我说
Let's feed them.
那我们来喂他
And of course it's the last thing the disciples are thinking of.
这是门徒们所最不会想到的事
Which is a good picture of ourselves.
就是我们自己的样子
The disciples come and say, Lord, you've got to send these people away.
门徒告诉主说你就叫他们走开吧
This is a huge crowd.
这是何等大的群
众 We notice that there are 5,000 men alone.
我们知道有5000个男人。
Why aren't the women mentioned?
为什么妇女没有被提到呢？
Often in numbers in the Bible, the women are not mentioned.
在圣经当中，很多时候妇女的数字都没有提到。
And I know this is Mother's Day.
我知道今天是母亲节。
So I want to make it very clear, though. The sisters are very important.
让我来澄清这一点，姐妹是非常重要的。
The husband and wife are one.
丈夫与妻子是一体。
So they are numbered as one.
他们计算的数字是一个。
Numerically, there would be 10,000.
所以呢，基本上可以讲说那边有十个、十万个。
But the Lord is always bringing us to the spiritual issue.
但是。这里主所在意的是属灵的事。
Many women have been offended by this thought.
男人女人常常被这个事情搅扰。
When on the opposite, it's a very precious thing.
其实呢，相反的，它是非常宝贵的一件事。
If we ever get this straight, that we are one flesh, husband and wife, then we can move to the next level. We are one with the Lord.
当我们能够弄清楚丈夫与妻子是合为一体的。接下来我们就能够与主也合为一。
One of the reasons, brothers and sisters, that I always mention husband and wife relationship when I am standing up here.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我常在这里和大家分享的时候呢？我常提到丈夫与妻子的关系。
Because it is the first step to being one with Him.
因为这乃是与主合一的第一步。
Now you might say this morning, but my husband's not even a believer.
你可能会说，我的丈夫根本就不信主。
This is the beautiful thing about spiritual things. Spiritual supersedes physical.
这是属灵美妙的地方，就是属灵的事超越实际的事情。
You brothers can be one with your unsaved wife this morning in spirit.
信主的弟兄们今天早晨也能够与他的妻子能够在灵的里面合为一。
Sisters, if your husband this morning is unsaved or not walking with the Lord, you can be one with him in spirit.
姐妹们，现在如果你的丈夫是还不信主的，你在灵的里面，你也可以与他一同前行。
You women, you sisters, you play a very, very important role in society.
姐妹们，你们在这个社会当中，你们所扮演的角色是何等的重要。
You have a very important role as a mother.
你有一个非常重要的角色啊，就是做一个母亲。
And that one role is not that your son or daughter become highly educated.
那个角色不是说要你的儿女们他们能够得到很高的教育。
And get a job that's of high status.
能够找到一个很高尚的工作。
That in 20 to 30 years will just pass away.
就二三十年就过去了。
But as mothers, your job is to pray for the spiritual welfare of your children.
但作为一个母亲，你的责任乃是为着你的儿女们，他们
属灵的生命祷告。When you are rocking them and feeding them.
当你在怀抱他们，喂他们的时候。
When you send them out the door to school.
当你送他们去上学的时候。
Oh, how easy it is! Lord, protect my son today.
很简单，你就可以讲说，哦，主啊，求你
help my daughter to get good grades today.
让他们能够有好成绩。
I pray that no one will beat up on my child today.
我祷告没有人能够胜过他们，能够打他们。
These are important.
这些是重要的。
But they're nothing compared to the spiritual.
这没有任何事情比属
灵的。Our children today are caught up in a world that hates God.
今天我们的孩子们在这个世界是一个恨神的世界。
And I don't care if they're being homeschooled, going to a Christian school or the public school.
无论你是在家里教小孩子，或是送去私立学校，或是公立学校。
Everything in their environment is evil.
他们的环境都是非常邪恶的。
Everything is that which is against the Lord Jesus.
每件事情都是抵挡主耶稣基督的。
It's powers and principalities and forces of evil.
都是那个邪恶的势力在那里。
That are much stronger than any care of the society.
它比这个社会上所关乎的都还要更大的力量。
But God has given you mothers a weapon.
但是神给做母亲的有一个武器。
Not just for today.
不单单只是今天。
That's why I don't like saying anything about really mothers on Mother's Day.
这是为什么我不喜欢在母亲节称赞母亲。
Because mothers are every day.
因为母亲是每一天都做母亲的。
And if you mothers and fathers, since Father's Day is coming,
你们母亲还有做父亲的，父亲节也快到了。
Are not daily asking the Lord.To deal spiritually with your children.
你们如果不是每天在主的面前来为你的儿女们有祷告，
then you're really not a mother.
那你就不算是母亲。
Just putting clothes and food before your children doesn't make you a mother.
如果你只是把衣服、把食物带给你的儿女们，那并不是让你就成为一个母亲。
Your children are very special in God's sight.
你的儿女们在神的眼中是非常的特别的。
There has never been a child born on this earth in which the Lord has not preordained and has a plan for.
在地上所出生的每一个孩子，没有一个不是神特别拣选预备。
But it's going to take the Eunice and Lois, Timothy's mother and grandmother, to bring that into making them Timothy's.
提摩太的母亲和他的外祖母，他们也是那样在预备提摩太。
There is no such thing as an illegitimate child.
没有一个孩子是不重要的。
Only illegitimate parents.
只有那个父母是不称职的。
Are you a legitimate parent today?
你是不称职的父母吗？
Are you a mother as God ordained?
还是你是神所立定的？
What a calling.
何等的呼召。
You know, sometimes one of the things, brothers and sisters, that hurt us as much as anything is that we get out in the periphery. We're doing too much.
很多的时候我们就在那里做的太多。
We're so concerned about what's happened on the other side of the world that we miss our Jerusalem.
我们常常注意到在地球另外一边发生什么事情，而忽略了耶路撒冷。
Oh, we love that verse, Acts 1:8.
我们喜欢那个圣经节，就是使徒行传一章八节。
But in Acts 1:8, there's an order.
在一章八节那里，它有一个次序。
And our first responsibilities is our home.
我们第一个，我们的责任乃是在家里。
Are the children coming into the fullness of Christ?
让我们的孩子都能够有长成基督的丰满的身量。
It's not going to happen just by reading a cute little story every night about Moses.
如果每天晚上你只跟孩子读那个关于摩西的小故事，他并不能叫他能够达到这个。
We have to ask the God to bring down the bread of heaven and feed their little spirits.
我们必须要从神那里能够支取那生命的粮，来喂养这幼小的心灵。
We take care of one of the grandbabies a couple days a week.
我在一个礼拜当中有两三天的时间照顾我的孙子们。
5 months old.
五个月大。
I'm always amazed when there is a certain uncomfortableness when we start singing, even with my poor voice.
我非常惊讶，就当我这么不好的那个嗓子唱歌的时候，那个婴孩他都会注意。
How the Spirit of God will rest that little baby's spirit.
就是神的灵能够使这婴孩的灵也能够得到安息。
See, God deals with us, brothers and sisters, in spirit.
神乃是借着灵来跟我们相交。
There is no age differentiation when we're talking about spirit.
在我们谈到灵的时候，并没有年纪的差别。
The Bible makes it clear there's only one spirit.
在圣经上讲得很清楚，只有一个灵。
Not a spirit for someone my age, and then another spirit for a little infant.
不是说像我这样年纪的有一个灵，像那个婴孩又有另外一个灵。
We often use it as well. The teenagers, they won't understand.
我们常常觉得说那个青少年们他们不了解。
Brothers and sisters, when things are done and said in the spirit, teenagers will understand and appreciate. Teenagers will understand and appreciate when what we do, what we say, what we think is done in God's spirit.
如果我们是在神的灵里头来为着青少年做的话，他们在灵里头他们能够明白的。
Teenagers are the best barometer in the world because they read reality.
青少年在世界上他们是很特别的一群人，他们知道那个实际的情况。
Your students, if you're a teacher, know you the second you walk in the room where you are mentally and spiritually.
如果你是做老师的，当你一走进教室，你的学生们他们一下子就知道你的精神状况，你的心情怎么样。
Many times a child will not take to their milk because mom is nervous.
很多时候小孩子他婴孩不能吃奶，那是因为那母亲很紧张。
This is even transferred even when they're in utero.
就是
in their mama's tummy.
当他们还在婴孩在母亲的怀里腹中的时候。
We are a spiritual people.
我们都乃是属灵的。
And we see here Jesus when he gives this first word, he has one goal in mind. He's saying, I am the bread of life.
在这里主耶稣就说，我乃是生命的粮。
I want you to know, I am the broken bread.
我要你知道，我乃是那破碎的饼。
I am this manna that came down from heaven.
我是从天上降下来的玛拿。
What a picture of this living bread.
是何等的图画。
This manna that had to be taken every day. It had to be picked up every day.
必须要来捡这个玛拿，每天要来捡这个玛拿。
This manna that was indescribable.
这玛拿是没有办法来描述的。
You know what manna means?
你知道玛拿是什么意思吗？
Simply means in Hebrew, what?
它的意思就是什么？
What is it?
是什么东西？
How many times did they say that about Jesus?
他们是不是多少次人这样子在讲耶稣？
Who is this man?
这个人是谁呢？
Even the winds and the waves obey him.
就连风和浪都听他的话。
You take this manna, and you don't need anything else.
当你拿起这个玛拿的时候，你什么都不需要。
It was good to every single palate.
他对每一样的人都是很好的。
If you were a person who had the palate for fish,
若你是喜欢吃鱼的，
you like manna.
你也会喜欢马拿。
If your palate was for beef,
若你是喜欢牛肉的，
you like manna.
你也喜欢马拿。
If for you vegetarians,
就算你是素食者，
you would love manna.
你也喜爱马拿。
Manna satisfied completely.
马拿是完全的叫人满足。
All the vitamins were there.
所有的维他命都在马拿里。
B6, B12, vitamin E.
各样的维他命。
All the minerals.
所有的矿物质。
All the protein, carbohydrates, fat, sugar, all there.
所有的蛋白质，各样的营养都在那里。
But very typical. They got tired of it.
但是，很典型的就是他们也厌倦了马拿。
We often concentrate on the created, what God gives, rather than the Creator.
我们常常注意到神所造的，而忽略了造物的主。
Every time they took that manna, if they said, "Lord, I'm eating you," they'd have never gotten tired of it. They'd look forward to it.
罗汉每次在拾取马拿吃的时候，他们都在那里纪念到主啊，这就是你自己。
But any time we miss the source, we will tire of the reality.
他们应该就不会觉得厌倦，但是如果他失去了那个真实的实体的话，他们就会厌倦。
We will tire of the picture or the whatever is created.
我们常常都会厌倦这个所造的一些图画。
That's why we often have to have a bigger home.
常常我们会有
We have to have a bigger car.
我们会有车子有房子。
We have to have a bigger bank account.
我们要有一个更大的那个银行账户。
When $3,000 a month used to be plenty. Now $6,000 isn't enough.
以前3,000我们觉得很多，现在6,000觉得还不够。
Anytime we lose sight of the bread of life, the Lord Jesus, then there is a foul taste in our mouth.
到什么时候我们失去了那生命的饼、生命的粮，就是主耶稣自己，我们就失去了那个甜美的滋味。
There are so many lessons just from the manna.In learning about the bread of life.
有许多的功课我们可以从马拿身上学到，从马拿身上学。
But we got a couple more words that we have to look at in this 5,000 being fed.
我们关于这喂饱五千人的事，我们还有一些事情要分享。
In the account in Matthew 14, verse 16, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
在马太福音第十四章。主耶稣说，他们不需要去，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。
You know, the Lord is always drawing us to this place where He's the only source.
主耶稣常来吸引我们，叫我们能够看见他乃是那唯一的来源。
Remember the disciples say, "Send them away."
记得当门徒说请把他们散去。
When I even hear that, it sort of has a ring of crucify him.
就好像当我们听到说有人说钉死他。
Away with him. Away with him.
就是把他们支走。
We don't need him.
我们不需要他。
Let the people eat cake. Let them do their thing.
让他们自己做他们的事。
Let them find their own way.
让他们找他们自己的路。
But Jesus says, they do not need to go away.
但主耶稣说，他们不需要走。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to go to any other source.
我们不需要去寻找别的来源。
How many times we have a problem, we get on the phone, we got to tell our spouse right away.
多少时候当我们碰到问题的时候，我们就拿起电话来，赶快打电话给我们的配偶。
Get someone else to feel sorry for us.
让别人也跟我们同情我们。
We bring it up in prayer meeting. Folks, I need you to pray for me.
我们就会把事情带到弟兄姊妹当中，都请大家为我祷告。
Now that is much better.
那个还比较好。
Especially when the load is more than we can handle.
当有一些事情是超过我们所能够。
Bringing it up at the meeting is bringing it before the Lord.
我们带到聚会当中，乃是带到神的面前。
We experienced this last Wednesday night. Had a wonderful time in here.
我们上礼拜三就有一个非常美好的时间。
There were a number of people with things that were insurmountable.
有一些人，我们当中有一些没有办法
And
we could
And we could share those things and say, let's eat from the bread of heaven.
我们可以分享这些事情，然后我们就说，我们来吃生命，从天上来生命的粮。
There is only one bread of life.
只有一个生命的粮。
There is only one manna.
只有一个玛拿。
You know, when the children of Israel got tired of manna, the Lord gave them fish, or excuse me, meat, and they got tired of that.
当以色列会众他们厌倦了玛拿之后，神又给他们肉，他们也厌烦了。
And he often does this. He gives us what we think down here will make us happy.
很多时候，主也把我们所想要、以为我们能够使我们高兴的东西也给我们。
These are little secrets, little things that we want.
这些是一些我们所想要的一些秘密。
Only to prove to us that they cause us to vomit.
让我们导致我们呕吐。
And one of the most disgusting pictures in the Bible is when God gives them quail to eat, and they get so excited that they just start throwing it up.
是非常可憎的一个图画，就是当这些以色列人他们要吃肉，然后神给他们吃鹌鹑，吃到个地步呢，他们就吐出来了。
And the Lord does that to demonstrate, to show us that we don't really know what we want.
主借着那样的事情来告诉以色列人，告诉我们知道说，我们实在是不知道我们需要什么。
The disciples didn't know.
门徒
what the people needed.
不知道，门徒不知道那些人需要什么。
But Jesus did.
但是耶稣知道。
And so Jesus was not afraid of that 10 to 20,000 people.
耶稣并不害怕那里有一万或两万的人。
5,000 males, possibly 5,000 sisters.
五千个男人，也有可能有五千个女人。
Not all sisters. The virgins are hidden. They're not counted.
还有一些孩子。
And also the children are not accountable.
还有一些外邦人。
So we have a huge crowd.
如果我们有一个极大的群众。
And Jesus knows his resources.
耶稣知道他们的来源是哪里。
And what does he say?
他说什么呢？
How many loaves do we have?
我们有多少饼？
And Mark 6:38.
在马可福音六章三十八。
How many loaves do we have?
我们有多少饼？你们有多少饼？
Go look.
你去可以去看看。
Well, this exposes us, doesn't it?
这个。
This exposes us.
那把我们的光景给暴露出来了。
All these people have 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
这么多人只有五个饼，两条鱼。
5 always speaks of human weakness.
五这个数字就讲到我们人的弱点。
It's so neat how the Lord marks our body with His weakness. Here's a hand of weakness. 5.
我们神怎么样让我们看到这个人的弱点，就是我们是五个手指。
Here's a hand of weakness.
两只手。
1 foot, 2 feet, all weakness.
我们的左脚右脚都是五个手指头，都是弱点。
We walk on weakness. Our hands are weak.
我们走在弱点，然后手也是弱点。
And if that's not enough, he gives us 5 senses.
他还给我们有五官
：hearing，
听
；eyes，
眼睛
；smell，
闻
；taste，
嗅味觉
；touch，
还有触觉。
5 all week，
也是讲到五个。
That's all we are.
那就是我们
5 loaves，
就是五个饼。
But there's something there.
但是那儿有什么
？There's something that'sUseful to the Lord.
在那边有一些主可以用的。
And only 2 fishes.
只有两条鱼。
Two fish speaks of that which comes out of the water.
两条鱼说到从水里面出来的。
Something that the Lord has worked the cross in.
是主他十字架的工作。
With the bread.
借着饼
we have the knowledge of Christ.
我们能够对主有认识。
And there was a certain knowledge of Christ in that group of people.
在那个群众当中，他们也对主有一些认识。
There was also, representing the fish, someone who had experienced Christ through the cross.
那边也让我们看见这个鱼，他也讲到说，在十字架上对主有点的认识。
Fish are kind of interesting. Have you ever thought that you can take a fish out of the ocean?You fillet it, and the first thing you do is put a little salt on it.
这鱼啊，也有趣的事情，就是你把它从海里面拿出来以后呢，你把它切开来。
A fish lives in salt water.
那个鱼本身它住在它是活在那个盐水里面。
But we have to add salt.
但我们还要加盐在上面。
Why is it?
为什么呢？
It has a separated life.
它有一个分别的生活。
It has learned how to live in its environment without the environment contaminating it.
鱼知道怎么样在那个环境里面，而不让环境进到它的生命里头。
It can breathe oxygen in an environment where you think it would be totally we drown.
它在一个环境里面，我们人的话可能就会淹死了。可是鱼呢，它却懂得怎么样来呼吸氧气。
It does not let the sea contaminate it.
它不让这个海来进到它。
Because the cross has worked.
因为十字架的工作。
And so we have such a beautiful picture, brothers and sisters, of you and I.
我们看见有这么美丽的图画。
You say, well, there's not much.
这没有什么。
I feel like I'm just born again.
我就觉得说我刚刚才蒙恩得救。
And that's been 20 years ago.
那可能是20年前。
Oh, the Lord takes that.
但是我们的主也接纳那样子。
And he says,
and 他说,
in Matthew 14:18, bring them to me.
在马太福音说到把他们拿过来。
Not send them away.
不是把他们支走。
Don't tell them to go to their own village and look for food.
不要叫他们自己去乡村里面找食物。
Bring them to me.
把他们带来。
I make the difference.
我会使他们变成不一样。
This is what we call consecration.
这是我们讲到奉献。
This is something that we do many times a day.
这是我每天当中常常做的事。
Here I am, Lord.
主啊，我在这里。
This is not something we do at San Marcos.
这不是我们只在圣马可斯所做的。
Once a year. Well, Lord, I can't wait till June 3rd.I'm going to consecrate myself when I get to San Marcos.
我们不是一年一次说我们来到圣马可斯就是我们的夏令会，我们来奉献给主。
This very minute, we just say, Lord.
是在每一分钟，我们对主说。
We do this throughout the day.
我们在一天当中，我们这样。
Right when the boss is coming in and saying, "This is a lousy job. Why did you do it this way?"
当你的老板来到你的面前，抱怨你所做的工作是非常不好。
We consecrate, Lord, I'm yours.
我们就。对主奉献说主啊
It doesn't matter if what you want to do to me
无论你要做什么
Promoted or demoted
无论是升迁或是被降职
It's okay
都没有关系
If your spouse speaks something rude to you Lord I'm yours
如果你的配偶对你讲话粗鲁
Forgive my spouse
你也是向着主说求你原谅我的配偶
This is living in the presence of the Lord
就是我们活在主的同在里。
We don't have to be in a prayer meeting to do this.
我们不需要到祷告聚会当中才这样子做。
Lord wants to break us from certain days, certain times that we have relationship with Him.
主不要我们在某个时间、某个地点里面跟他失去关系。
How many of you wives, mothers this morning would like to be appreciated on your birthday and on Mother's Day, twice a year only?
有多少的妻子母亲你们会 希望你们只有一年只有两次母亲节和生日的时候被纪念
That's often the attitude we have Well, oh, here's the Lord's table I'm going to think about the Lord
很多时候我们的光景就是这样子当我们来到主的饼杯面前我们就说主啊
Our walk is to be one of intimacy throughout the day
我们乃是必须要在亲密的关系里头与主同行
And Jesus says, bring them to me. He's telling the disciples.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，把那个拿过来。
There's an interesting thing with all six of these words that we're talking about.
这有许多有趣的事情，就讲到这六处的经节。
The disciples are participating in every single thing the Lord says.
在主耶稣所讲的每一件事情，门徒都参与了。
God includes us in His plan every day.
神乃是把我们包括在他的计划里头每天
He does not decide to just on his own take care of your children and bring them into the Lord
他没有说你们就自己把小孩子好好的照顾
He's waiting for you to bring them
他不是自己来这样做他乃是要做父母的把孩子带到神的面前
We learned this lesson in Isaiah 63 where we're to remind the Lord continually
我们在以赛亚书六十三章三节那边，我们被提醒。
Of what he needs to do，
我们必须要关于他要做的事，我们要 来参与。
Now where we sin is we're often reminding him to do things that are not his will.
很多时候我们做的事情都不是照着神的意思。
Our prayers are often motivated by lust.
很多时候我们的祷告乃是都是从肉体。
Certain things that we desire.
是我们自己所想要的。
Instead of things that are his will.
而不是他的旨意。
Jesus also says then in Luke 9:14, have them recline in groups of about 50 each. Have the people sit down.
主耶稣在路加福音九章十四节那边也讲到，叫他们一排一排的坐下，每排大约五十个人，也要他们坐下。
In 1 Corinthians 14, we see everything God does is in order.
在哥林多前书啊、一章。一书哥林多前书十一章二十节那边，那我们看到说啊、要凡事都要按着顺序来。
There is no confusion.
没有疑惑。
And I love this phrase. It's mentioned, I think, in two or three of the stories of the 5,000. Have them sit down.
我在读这个故事的时候，我很喜欢这一段，就是叫他们坐下。
Nothing happens in our life.When there's agitation spiritually, God can't work when we're agitated.
哦，神他不能做事。如果我们很躁动的话
，God works when there is a sitting, a faith rest, a quietness of spirit.
当在我们里面有安静，有个坐下的灵，有个安静的灵的时候，神才做事。
The Holy Spirit will help us do that if we ask Him.
如果我们来、求问主的话，圣灵就会在我们里面做事。
I think my children and grandchildren and others have heard me say this word more than anything else. Walk.
我的孩子，我的、孙子们，他们已经听过我讲这样很多事，就很多次，就是讲到要走。
Meaning, there's often an agitation about, well, I got to run and do this.
很多时候我们就是会、很躁动，觉得要做这个，要做那个，要往哪里去。
The only time we see God run in the Bible is when he runs to meet the prodigal son.
当我们、看到在圣经当中主耶稣他唯一一次、他跑、是他要去那个、浪子的比喻。
We can be so busy.
我们会很忙。
In our homes, even around the fellowship, that we miss opportunities.
我们在家里头，在聚会当中，我们常常很忙，所以我们就失去了一些机会。
And the last word.
最后一句。
Just going over these quickly. Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing be lost.
把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
The extravagance of the Lord. The extravagance of the Lord.
那主的慷慨和丰富。
We bring the Lord 5 little loaves, human weakness, 2 little fish, and you have this huge extravagance.
我们带到主面前的就只有五个小小的饼，还有两条鱼，但是主却能够产生很多的零碎。
12 baskets full.
有十二篮的零碎。
Eternal completeness.
就是一个永恒的一个完全。
We don't have to bring much.
我们不需要带太多来。
Just a stubborn will.
就是我们自己很固执的意见。
Just a greedy, selfish heart.
我们很自私的贪婪。
Tell the Lord.
我们就告诉主。
Change this.
求你来改变。
Brothers and sisters, there is enough loaves right here. 5 loaves, 2 loaves, in this group here to alter.This city.
借着可能五个饼，我们能够主能够改变整个城市。
If we would just take care and allow him and bring it to him and let him break it.
只要我们愿意奉献，带到他的面前，让他来掰开。
When Jesus looked up to the Father, there was two parts about that prayer.
当主耶稣仰望天父的时候，他有祷告中有两个部分。
One we have no trouble with.One part we have no problem with.
一个部分我们是没有问题的。
He blessed it and he broke it.
他祝福而且他掰开。
We love the blessing.
我们喜欢祝福。
And let's forget about the breaking.
但我们就不要掰开了。
Can we let the Lord break us?
我们愿意让主来破碎我们吗？
He does that through our environment. Every day.
借着我们每天的环境。
But as we've said so often, how he resists, how we resist that environment.
我们常常是那样子在那里抵挡环境。
We make excuses daily because of our nature that is resisting the environment God has put us in.
因着我们的天然的性情，我们常在那里抵挡拒绝神在环境中的安排。
When we come and give him the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes,
当我们来给他五饼二鱼的时候，
he breaks it,
他掰开，
he blesses it,
他祝福。
It's then of use, there's usage, it can be used,
可以被使用。
And there is increase.
然后就产生一个增加。
Don't worry about the increase.
不用担心这个增加。
Don't worry about the use.
不用担心这个使用。
Don't even worry about the breaking. God will take care of that.
你也不用担心那个破碎，神会处理。
Ours is presenting ourselves moment by moment a living sacrifice.
我们乃是时时刻刻的来当做一个活祭献给神。
And we pray for one another.That each one of us will be able to go through that breaking every day, praising God.
我们彼此代祷，叫我们能够经过那破碎的过程。
For one purpose.
为了一个目的。
That we might know Him.
为叫我们能够认识他。
As the bread of life.
那个就是他是生命的粮。
One loaf broken for us.
他是那一个饼为我们破碎。
We saw it this morning. That's what made it so precious. There was one loaf there, and when the brother came up.He broke that.
我们早上在那里看到那一个饼我们弟兄把它掰开了。
Jesus offered his life. That was the message of feeding the 5,000.
那就是喂饱五千人的信息，就是主耶稣身体为我们破碎了。
He said, "People, I'm going to show you something."
他说我要告诉你们。
And in the next few minutes, he was demonstrating to them, "I am the bread of life, broken for you."
在不久的他就。向门徒们启示说他就是那个被掰开的生命的饼。
Eat me.
吃我。
By faith.
借着信心。
Pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, all we can do this morning to say thank you for being that bread of life.
天父，我们早晨感谢你，因为你是我们生命的粮。
This morning, there's only 5 loaves and 2 fishes here.
今天早晨在这里只有五个饼两个鱼。
But in your hands,
但是在你的手里
it's an extravagant banquet.
是何等丰富的宴席。
May we learn to eat of this banquet every minute of this week.
叫我们每一分钟都能够来学习从这丰盛的宴席里面能够来得着。
No other source but you.
没有别的来源，就是单单你自己。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Could we turn in our hymn books to 688?
我们再打开诗歌本688首。